Begin where you are. But begin with the end in mind. I have been observing people for about 33 years. Before that I had my head entirely up my ass. I wouldn't have seen anything had I looked. I was too eager trying to get to a place where I can stand on my 2 feet and look. Growth is not a gradual and straight path, no matter what anybody says. It's not like a school. On January 1, 1988 I declared that my life won't be about my life anymore, it will be about others. And predictably I had the worst 6-7 months following that declaration. Similarly in 1997 I declared that I was going to be well, health-wise, so I can make a difference in the world. And there followed a 6-year-long bout with extreme health issues, surgeries, massive brain damage. But I came out of it healthier and ready. So don't expect a smooth ride, and don't expect that you won't have to work for what you want. Nothing is free in this universe, nothing is handed to you. Until that point I was trying to make a living in a job I didn't like. I was trying to survive in a country that didn't welcome me. I was trying to be accepted in an organization that didn't appreciate my devotion and my contributions. In essence, I was busy living in the lower regions of Maslow's hierarchy. The capacities that were included in the DNA upgrade were all the 2 highest level of Maslow's hierarchy, the levels anyone only pursues when their lower needs are taken care of, although it is not as cut and dry as that. Some people will resign to a lower level of existence. They stop pursuing their lower hierarchy needs, because they want to give their lives to something bigger. But the majority of people behave consistent with Maslow's theory. Since the article about the 19% to 81% yesterday, I get worried emails asking me if they have the new DNA, or if not, if they are ready to get it. Many of my students didn't get it, and currently don't want it. So I am now observing through the distinction of Maslow's hierarchy, if the reason so is because they are really not interested, or if they are just not ready until they can get to a place where they can stand on their 2 feet and take a deep breath and look at other people, at the scenery, at evolution, instead of being stuck in their survival issues. Wherever you are, it is the right place to be, you are never at the wrong place. You are where you are, and that is the only place to be. If you are at the wrong place, if you are not where you should be, you are not interacting with reality where reality is, and therefore you are shadow boxing. Take an inventory of where you are, as far as the needs listed on the Maslow hierarchy graphic. Go and see what isn't taken care of sufficiently for you to be able to move to the higher levels of needs. I participated in a course some 20 years ago, the Millionaire Mind Intensive. The most important thing I learned in that course is that if you want financial security, financial independence, relationships, jobs, health, you can approach it in 2 different ways. Grow your income to meet your current lifestyle. Lower your current lifestyle to meet your current income. I saw that growing my income to meet an ever-growing current lifestyle is a rat race, and I wasn't interested in that. Over the years I have observed people who increase their lifestyle as fast, or maybe often even faster than their income grew. I saw that it is nearly unavoidable, and the few people who didn't do that are the rich people of today. Had my landlord followed the second path, he would be a rich man instead of having 10 aging luxury cars, but no money for the mere upkeep of this house I am renting from him. It is falling apart, peeling paint, leaky roof, drafty windows. Had I followed the second path, I would now have a nest egg and a steady income from investments. Instead I have nothing, I live from rent to date to rent to date. Nevertheless, over the past 20 years I have changed a lot, and I have learned to be happy with what I have, and that is how I can do this work. I have very little of my time and thinking is involved with having to make a living, having to have love, having to whatever people are normally concerned with. When I visit successful healers, gurus, and such, they are all in panic, they are trying to keep up their income level, maybe even raise it, but there are so many of them, it is near impossible. So they fret, and their vibration gets into the zone of scarcity, survival, self-preservation, struggle, worry. Way under 200. Now, what does this mean to you? If you honestly desire to get into the highest levels of Maslow's hierarchy, you need to make some choices about what's important to you and what is just keeping up with the Joneses. And then work on what's important to you. But now the context is bigger, you are working on it so you can get the DNA upgrade and move yourself into the zone of conscious evolution. You can still participate with me, the coaching calls are the best, because I really don't have an agenda as to where you should be. And I can coach you in your concerns, whether they are about money, health, relationships, addictions, just to mention the few that have been addressed on the coaching calls. You can move faster when you are coached. And I don't know of any organization, any coach, any person who is willing to coach you for nearly nothing. I can only do it because I don't do this to make money, because my money is handled. But it is always a good idea to know where you are at, if you are not clear. So let me measure it for you. Get your starting point measurements.